This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the increase in the minimum support prices, or MSP, for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, government has increased the MSP of kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26 to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
CACP की रिपोर्ट पर 2025-26 के खरीफ मार्केटिंग सीजन के लिए आज कैबिनेट में एमएसपी अप्रूव हुआ है. टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है. तो जितने भी क्रॉप्स हैं हरेक क्रॉप के लिए कॉस्ट प्लस 50% इस चीज का ध्यान रखा गया है.
The Cabinet has approved the continuation of the interest subvention or IS component under the modified interest subvention scheme for 2025-26 and approved required fund arrangements.
The cost of working capital has been reduced by having interest subvention scheme. 4% per 2 lakh rupay tak ka kisano ko capital mile, wo dhyan rakha gaya hai is scheme mein. 7% nominal rate hai, usme 1.5% subvention hai. और 3% है प्रॉम्प्ट रिपेमेंट इंसेंटिव. इफेक्टिवली जो निकला है उसमें यह है कि करीब 4% पे किसानों को 2 लाख रुपए तक का लोन मिलता है. 449 बैंक्स और फाइनेंशियल इंस्टीट्यूशंस इस स्कीम में जुड़े हुए हैं.
Farmers received short-term loans of up to 3 lakh through Kisan credit cards at a subsidized interest rate of 7%. The cabinet also gave nod to two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. The initiatives will improve travel convenience, reduce logistics cost, decrease oil imports, and contribute to lower carbon dioxide emissions, supporting sustainable and efficient rail operations. The total estimated cost of the projects is 3,399 crore rupees and will be completed by 2029-30. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of 4-lane Badvel-Nellore corridor with a length of 108.13 km at a cost of 3,653.1 crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh on NH67 on design, build, finance, operate, transfer mode. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met United States Undersecretary Jeffrey Kessler to advance cooperation in critical and emerging technologies. The two also discussed the early convening of the India-US Strategic Trade Dialogue to deepen tech and trade collaboration. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha reached Jakarta, Indonesia today as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. The Indonesian side conveyed that they condemn terrorism and believe in dialogue to solve problems. They supported India's zero-tolerance approach. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad has reached Rome for wide-ranging interactions. The delegation will convey India's firm and united message against cross-border terrorism in the context of Operation Sindoor. Two Indian peacekeepers who lost their lives while serving under the UN flag last year will be honored posthumously on International Day of UN Peacekeepers. Brigadier General Amitabh Jha and Hawaldar Sanjay Singh will be honoured posthumously with the Do Hamar Khud Medal at a solemn ceremony tomorrow on the occasion of International Day of UN Peacekeepers. In hockey, the Indian Junior Women's Team defeated host Argentina 2-0 in a shootout after a 1-1 draw in regulation time. This was their third match of the four-nation tournament in Rosario in Argentina. And in badminton, India's top men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty made a winning return at the Singapore Open Super 750 badminton tournament today. They beat Malaysia's Shung Hyun Xia and Mohammad Haikal in just under 40 minutes in the round of 32. It was Sattvik and Chirag's second win over the 41st ranked Malaysian pair. And that is the end of this news bulletin.